fact, it was the very windy game last time, so hopefully the weather is great and we can see another really good game, competitive game. You know, just like Kingston, we would thought tonight, Ubley, the motivated team here to try and avenge their loss to Harbor Beach early in the year.
And Bill Brown calls a timeout with 5:47 left in this fourth quarter.
He's soaking all this up. You know he is.
Most certainly. He's fired up. He wanted to beat Kingston more than anyone. This is the 22nd meeting between these squads. With a win tonight, Deckerville would improve to 21-1 on the historical series, dating back to 1981. 48-16, Deckerville leading Kingston with 5:47 left in the fourth quarter. Any thoughts, Dave?
I'm just going to say, what do you think the officials are talking about right now? Because you guaranteed they're going, man, we should probably cut this timeout short, I would think.
Either that or they're trying to figure out how to make those jackets thicker and warmer. I know I've been thinking about that this second half.
Well, if you can plug your gloves into a USB port, I would think there's a jacket out there you could do that too.
Probably so. So if I do believe that would be number 9, Bowerman, at quarterback. He's the JV quarterback. Yes, it is. That's number 9, Ethan Bowerman. He's a freshman. 5'8", 155-pound freshman.
Number 47. Tyler Howard, a senior, getting his first carry of the game.
And Kaler with the tackle.
Should make 18 tackles for him on the evening.
I heard if he gets 24 tackles, everyone's going home with a free taco. Still
really?
5 minutes left in regulation. Deckerville 48, Kingston 16. Second down, 7 to go from the Kingston 45-yard line. Ethan Bowerman, freshman under center. Hands it off to number 47. That would be Tyler Howard. Has positive yards, has the first down. It gets down to that initial line, or the original line of gain, out to the 37-yard line. They say move the chains. 4:54 left in tackle made by Jacob Savage for the Kingston Cardinals. 48-16 at Deckerville, leading by 32 points.
Nice run by Tyler Howard there, following his blockers, and is able to plow ahead and get yet another first down for Deckerville this evening.
4:48 left. Clock continues, starts back up after setting the chains. Ethan Bowerman gained the call from head coach Bill Brown, head coach here in Deckerville for 26 years. Boone Brown, his brother, defensive coordinator. Excellent coaching staff here. And off to, that would be 47 again. That would be Tyler Howard. Tackle made by Connor Henry for Kingston. After about a 3-yard gain across the 35 down to the 34-yard line. Approaching 4 minutes left in this ballgame. This will be the 209th victory all time for Bill Brown and the Eagles.
That's a pretty big number. You don't see too many coaches stick around, especially in one place like that. But he's had a ton of success over the years. He was really good, had really good teams in 11-player football, and he's transitioned to 8-player as good as anyone has. And this Deckerville team will be a tough out moving forward, whether they run into Pickford or Morris or whoever it may be. It isn't going to matter. They're going to have their hands full with this Deckerville Eagle team.
Ethan Bowerman under center, hands it off to Howard. Howard breaks free. He has the first down. One man to beat down at the 20-yard line and forced out of bounds there. A 15-yard gain for Howard. Tackle made by Morgan Green, defensive end for Kingston. First down, move the chains for the Deckerville Eagles. 48-16. Clock stops with 3:32 left in regulation.
Deckerville has attacked the left side all night long. I'm not sure if their best offensive lineman is over there or they have just found a weak spot in that Kingston defense, but they've attacked that all night long, and in the second half they've virtually run one play all night. It's just been that handoff to the left almost every time, and Kingston no answer for it, and I can assure you that they are ready to get out of Deckerville.
Marvin under center, quarterback keeper, spins out of that tackle, has a first down down to the 5.
Woo-hoo.
Gets down to about the 1-yard line, and the freshman breaks free for about 19 yards, and it's going to be a first and goal. Tackle made by Morgan Green of Kingston. Nice looking play from the freshman.
Yeah, an exciting play there by Bowerman there. And that's quick on his feet and makes two guys miss and almost gets himself into the end zone. Tackled down right at the one, maybe the, looks like the marker at the 2 yard line. Great run by Bowerman.
3 minutes, 18 seconds left. Clock fires back up. First and goal from the 2 yard line. Bowerman gets the call from Bill Brown and comes back into the huddle. Wind blowing from the far side of your radio to the near side of your radio. Deckerville on the far right side. Bowerman under center. In front of behind him would be Trevor Osborne in the fullback. Behind him, Tyler Howard. Hand off to Howard into the end zone. Down to the goal line. No word yet. And they're going to say touchdown, Deckerville. Tyler Howard gets in the end zone for the first time tonight for him. He now has 32 yards on the evening, and it's, 30 yards, and it's now Deckerville 54, Kingston 16 with 2:50 left in the fourth quarter.
Again, it doesn't matter who's been in the game for Deckerville. You can see that their offensive line has and defensive lines have dominated this game, and it hasn't mattered what subs they've put in, what kids have come in to play. Tyler Howard, extremely successful on that series alone, and on that series, he's outrushed almost any individual that Kingston's had all night long, not named Hunter James. So it's pretty impressive what Deckerville's defense has done, and a nice job by Howard there to top it off.
Pitch out to Howard to the left side, and he's going to be stopped at the 5 yard line for no gain. 2 point conversions, no good. But now Deckerville leads by 38 points. And I do believe that is a running clock situation here for the final 2 minutes and 50 seconds once the kickoff begins.
Absolutely right. The clock only stops on timeouts and scoring plays, I believe. So
and injuries.
And, of course, injuries, which we hope we don't have any of those. But, again, just an icing on the cake for the Deckerville Eagles here as they win, they're going to win here in commanding fashion.
Kingston with 170 total yards on the night. And at the half, they just had 75 yards. Nate Dawson's thrown for 64 yards in the second half, including a 50-yard score into the hands of Levi Kreiderman. Kingston rushing the ball 24 times tonight for a total of just 70 yards as Deckerville shut down almost every aspect of their ball game. And Deckerville will continue their march towards the Superior Dome here with just 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter as they lead by 38 points over NCTL Blue Foe, the Kingston Cardinals.
Looks like Pewamo Westphalia put up 62 on Saranac today. That's if that team isn't the favorite to win, I don't know who is.
That's Destin. New Lothrop and Cass City will meet in New Lothrop next week.
New Lothrop, Cass City, absolutely. And the winner of that game, unfortunately, is going to get a date with Pewamo Westphalia.
As the kickoff goes directly out of bounds, and that foul ball is going home with from Zeeland, Michigan. It almost took out a cheerleader's head and looked like more back in the old Tiger Stadium there.
So I think we have a legal procedure. I don't know if that's is that confirmed yet or
yes.
did they get the football back yet?
Well, I think if you kick out of bounds so fast,
it doesn't count. Notice.
Yeah, that too. No one will notice. Yeah. All right. So they mark it off in front of the. They put it at the 49-yard line. We'll live with it. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. As soon as it stopped, and now they start the clock, and it's a running clock situation. 54-16, Deckerville on their way to their victory on the night.
Apparently, that's where they claimed it went out of bounds.
That's one of the options. Where it goes out of bounds, 15 yards from the spot of the foul.
But at that angle, I think they almost would have hit me.
Oh, most certainly. First and 10. Dawson under center, hands it off to number 3. Going around the right side to Jacob Savage. Gets out for about 5 yards to the 46-yard line. Tackle made by William Brown, 5'6", 130-pound freshman. And he's related to head coach Bill Brown.
I don't believe that was number 6, though. I think that's number 9. Isn't that Ethan Bowerman back there? I believe it was Ethan Bowerman. I don't see a number 2 on the field, fellas. Give me that to Ethan Bowerman.
Nah, you're right. Second down and 5.
I like hearing that.